Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is very soon, sudden, and without warning. You know, even though the Lord has warned his people and showed them that his return is soon, many people have not received salvation. Many people who have received salvation have not made Jesus their Lord. Because when you give them something to do, they do something else. And because of that, many times they get involved with the world somewhere. When people become unclean, the Lord can't stop it. He can only warn them. And he ordered the footsteps of a good man. But you have to be a good man. You have to want life. In this sense, a good man is a person that will choose life and stick with it. But if a person can walk out of the light and become comfortable in the darkness, they cross the line. If a man cheats on his wife, he's an adulterer. If a woman cheats on her husband with another man or woman these days, she's an adulterer. God didn't make them do that. Just using that for an example, people do other things. Sometimes people just get in strife with people. Sometimes they just get in strife with their spouse because they refuse to mature. They refuse to live according to the love of God. They rejected the love of God, and that's our continuation. Our love walk is the continuation of our faith. If something happens to your love and you can appreciate things as wrong, it's just the beginning stages of rebellion. And the Lord's not going to deal with sin anymore. He's going to eliminate sin. Daniel said that he was going to get rid of it. He was going to put an end to sin, period. Now, the Lord has been doing this this process since the beginning. He's been putting an end to sin. And these are the final stages of grace. And then the tribulation. For all I know, we could be in the tribulation now. But the thing is, that's not the point. The point is whether we operate according to God's love or not. The reason people fell into judgment, hear me good, the reason we fell into judgment is because they didn't have a love for the truth. They didn't receive a love for the truth. According to Thessalonians, they fell into judgment because they didn't receive the love of the truth. And strong delusion will come upon people who leave the light. The ways of God are perfect. We can judge good and bad. We know knowledge. We have the knowledge of good and evil. Now we have to break through the darkness and stay in the light. Now, when people try to do it in their own strength, they're going to fail. But if you do it in the Lord's strength, you're going to succeed. Because God's strength is strong. If you fill your heart with the Word of God, you can't fill your heart with the love of God without love. And if your love walk is low, and you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're going to become strong in the knowledge of love, and you're going to know what to watch out for. And as you reject darkness, every time you reject the portion of darkness, it makes you stronger. You become stronger and resilient against darkness. Some people want to be out of darkness, but they don't know how to. And I thank God for His mercy and grace. He can get it. If a person wants out, God can get them out. God's got a lot of ways to help us out. And He's not lazy about it. But when people make rejection choices, they greatly limit what God can do for them. You know, the fear of the Lord, the Lord always sends the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. When you start to do wrong, you'll say, hey, this ain't the way to go. And then you, if you have any love in you left, I learned this from the Lord. I wonder why the fear of the Lord come on people and they still do wrong. You have to have that first love. You have to have sincere love in you. And now the first love is pure. I believe in making that pure love strong as possible. I speak that I love God more and more. And then it helps me to grow and understand knowledge. And then I love God more and more. I can't wait to see what's next. And in the midst of a storm, I know that I'm safe. I'm not just saying that. It became true. It became true. I remember when I used to cry over things. I came to a point you can laugh at it. You find yourself laughing at things that you thought was going to take you out. Now you can look at it for what it is, and you're looking at it from a God's eye view, and it looks small. I said, Lord, I want to live in your presence. I want your presence. I want to be wrapped up in your presence wherever I go. No matter what I see, hear, taste, or smell, I want to be just like I am in that prayer room. When I'm in God's presence, I feel so safe. I feel powerful. I feel strong. My heart is full of love. And that's what I want. And I've been pursuing it ever since that day. Progress have been made. I can't brag on myself because God taught me these things. He showed me things. He helped me understand things in clearer ways. And I appreciate it. I want more. But you have to receive what God is saying. You have to want it. And then not let other people interfere. There's a lot of interference out there. There's a lot of challenges and interferences to your faith. And I can't stop for interference. When people don't want to follow God, I follow them anyway. Now, sometimes the way you follow God and your dedication, that's because that's what you appreciate. That's what you see. Other people can do the same thing with the same strength, but it'll be different. Some things are more important to you than others because of our varied background, the way we're made, the problems we're designed to solve. Things that I'm passionate about, that don't mean other people are not passionate about it, but they may respond differently. Not how I think they should. God knows how to read a heart, not me. But since I don't know how to read a heart like God does, I would go by how things seem. But I look at the Lord, and sometimes I talk about how people respond. And then I look at the Lord for what's right about what's this. I give people room to be different. But when the Lord say people don't want to know, then that's what I have to go along with. When the Lord responds to my questions, that's what I have to deal with. I can't say, well, that's wrong. Once God showed me and explained things, then that's what I go with them. It takes strong love. And when people are trying to believe the perfect way, I believe most Christians want to know things according to the rightly divided word, according to God's sincere meaning of it. And I want to believe that. I believe that. And I want to believe that. But knowledge comes in stages according to your love. And the Lord told me something last night that made me take another look at things. He said, some people are not sanctioned to know what you're learning because you have, when you receive something holy, you have to be ready to receive it. Now, I'm always asking questions and trying to learn. And sometimes the Lord will rival the knowledge. He'll help me not say too much. Paul put it this way. He said, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. God spoke to people that were without in mystery form, in parables. He gave them something to go on so they could walk out of darkness if they really wanted to. And some of them may have. Some of them actually did. But he broke it down to his disciples after they asked for it. And sometimes the people on the outside understood the parable. He knew they were talking against them because they had chosen wickedness, but they didn't walk out. But Nicodemus did. He met him at night. He knew it wasn't popular. He didn't want to be seen talking to Jesus because he didn't want the backlash. He met him at night, but he had pure concerns. Nevertheless, he broke through to get to Jesus. And sometimes it's not wise to let your enemies know what you're doing. So I'm not downplaying what he did, but he did it. And he talked to Jesus. And you know, I've done the same thing throughout my life. But I've come to a point, I'm going to follow Jesus and I'll land where I land. And I mean it. People don't, if I get booted out because I love God, I get booted out. If I get, whatever happens, if people don't want me around no more, they just don't want me around, I'm going to love God no matter what. And I make it, that's just the way it is. It's a standard. And everybody that know me understand that. But they respect it because when they have troubles, they come to, they come to somebody they can trust with their deepest problem. And that's what we're contending for. We're contending for life and those that can appreciate it. And I don't want to have no attachment to the world, nowhere. Now these are the attachments to the world. Lust, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. And inside of pride there's fear. Inside of lust, there's hate. Inside of pride, there's hate. You have to have a level of hatred, which is not to not be concerned with what your lust will cause. You have to have that in place to cross the line of love. So, if you fill your heart with the love of God, which is the Word of God, your love can mount up. If you don't feel like you love God much, Jesus said that they that will forgive him much, love much. All right, I said, well, I may have not have done some things that other people have done, but I want my love to, whatever level my love is on, I want it to be multiplied. That's what I was after. It's not a competition. I don't care if somebody love God more than me. I hope they do. But I want to love God as much as possible. I thank God for every soul that loves God, that come to some kind of point in their life that they love God. I'm happy for them. I want that. That's what I'm after. But I want my own love. I can't control other people's love, but I can pray for more and do the things that pertain to love, life, and godliness. And then with the abilities of love, see, abilities comes with love. You get new abilities. You're able to see things you didn't see before. You're able to appreciate life in greater ways. And you're able to receive more greater knowledge. Now, people seek after the Lord variedly. And that's fine. That's not nothing wrong. People have different personalities. And sometimes you need
their personality for different things. I work on cars and I have different types of tools. Some tools are no good for some jobs, and I understand that. I'm no good for some things God needs. God has to get another personality. I'm not anointed for everything. I'm anointed for what I do. And other people are varied, and they're anointed for what they do, and they do it well. And I thank God for that. And I support it. God don't expect me to do what they do, and he don't expect them to do what I do. But he said, make your calling and election sure. You know, I'm endeavoring to God, because in a few minutes, to God anyway, maybe not to me, but in a few moments we're going to be in heaven. After, you know, God's going to rapture the earth. Now it may be years to me, but it'll be a few moments to God. I want to use the moments, whatever moments we have, to do what God wants to do. Sometimes he alert me to things, and if I do this, then he can proceed. See, we put things in motion. God has to work through us, and I get that. He has to work through men and women. And I made that distinction because sometimes women have been made to feel like they can't do. You can, if you can pray. I told somebody yesterday, a little old lady on a hospital bed that can't even move anymore, she can do warfare and win against Satan as long as she got faith. And it'll be legal. Because when you put something in motion through your praying, the angels get involved. They do the grunt work. You make it legal, and they do what's necessary for you. You can put things in motion. I can't count the times. I mean, I don't know how many times the Lord woke me up and had me praying for people in other places. And he was able to help them. So we have abilities, and as long as we walk in the love of God, we're more alerted to do what's right. We're more apt to follow through with things. And that's what I'm after. Now, as we go forward doing God's word, we can proceed. We can do some things. We can do greater things as we go forward in the Lord. That's just the way it is, and I thank God for that. Now, I like sharing things that the Lord has given me to help people grow. That's what it's all about. I love life. I enjoy life. It's not about just soul winning and helping people grow. I enjoy the process of this. I love learning about God, learning what he can do, watching him do things. I love it. And I want to see more of it. But we have untapped abilities through the love of God. And as we go forward, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are not limited. We are not limited people. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life and cause you to grow from glory to glory. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.